Now joined by the head coach of the Lady Hawks softball team at Gilman City High School, Holly Preston. Lady Hawks are, well, they were to play tonight. If you have an original schedule over at Gilman, it might show East Harrison, the opponent on the road tonight. East Harrison had to disband their softball team this year. They didn't have enough players to move into the month of September. So some teams were able to get a replacement. Gilman was not. They're getting ready to make a trip over to Jamesport. Take on a improved Tri-County squad. That game will be on Thursday night. And then a trip a week from Thursday, the 21st, for the Lady Hawks to Mercer. Coach Preston, how are you doing today?
Good.
I know win-loss column-wise, a little bit of a tough stretch. How are things going overall for the Lady Hawks?
Not really very good. We really struggled this weekend, and it just we started out strong the season, and we seem to just self-destructed.
I think the answer here is obvious, but I'll let you kind of expound on it. It sounds like that the girls just need a little boost of confidence, or just, you know, that self-confidence right now.
Yeah.
As a coach, what are the things that you try to do when, you know, it's maybe not a physical thing as much as just kind of, you know, getting your head cleared out a little bit? What are the things that you try to do with that?
Well, we're going to go back to basics practice. We're just focusing on hitting and fielding again. I don't really know what else to do. Kind of at a loss right now.
You just keep doing the things, same things, until it clicks.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's your only option. Well, if we do look at the schedule of late, you know, North Harrison last Tuesday. It seems like I run out of things to ask the coaches when you play North Harrison, because it seems like North Harrison beats everybody 15-0. So when you play North Harrison, it's just a really tough night.
It is, and I wasn't as upset, of course, about that one. I mean, I wish we would have done a little bit better against them, but we didn't. And, you know, I could have brushed that one aside, but then the aftermath of that seems to have taken us down, too. So,
did North Harrison really kind of, did it hit the girls' psyche where you felt like it kind of extended itself then into the weekend?
Yeah, I feel like that, yeah.
With Pattonsburg, and they're pretty good. So you go to Pattonsburg on Friday, you lose that one 14-1. What were the things that really troubled you with the Friday night performance?
Well, our pitching, we really struggled with our pitching that night. It wasn't so much, I think she had quite a few walks, and our pitching really struggled that night. So I think that was a lot of the problem on Friday night. Of course, obviously we didn't hit either, so hitting is an issue at this point if we only had one run, so...
It looks like, too, you know, you just kind of put one thought into the other here, and you come back, you go to Pattonsburg on Friday night, and you struggled, and then you had to come right back and go up to Bethany after probably not getting a ton of sleep on Friday night into Saturday, and then play Tri-County early Saturday, and that's a tough turnaround.
Yeah.
The girls have been, you know, when they do play Tri-County, Tri-County's been a program that struggled a little bit, and they're much, much better this year. Were the girls aware of that, or were they kind of told that, or did they kind of catch you by surprise?
I think they caught them by surprise, even telling them. I think some of my older ones, which have only got a couple, I think they did not expect that. The younger ones, I think they know because they've played them a little bit in junior high and stuff. But I just felt like our defense fell apart that game. Our pitching wasn't bad on Saturday. It really wasn't. But our defense did not back up our pitching Saturday.
Now, against Mercer, the final score is more respectable. It was 11-5, so it looks like the girls against a young Lady Cardinal team, they started to get at least, they got more runs on the board. Did you kind of feel like they got their feet under them a little bit in that game?
Yeah, I felt our hitting got a lot better the second and then the third game also. We finally did start hitting the ball.
Was that a result of, you know, sometimes you just hit the ball, or you have, you know, maybe the pitching isn't as tough. Sometimes if you get two or three games in a day, you just start hitting the ball better because you can get them into a rhythm of playing. Did you feel like it was one or the other on Saturday?
I felt like, yeah, we just finally got into a little bit of rhythm at the plate.
What were the things that you wanted to improve off the specific performance against Mercer?
Just to keep hitting the ball, obviously, and I wanted our defense to be a little bit stronger, and we still had a few errors, so.
Then against Winston, 11-4, was the game for fifth place, was that pretty similar to the Mercer game the way you saw it?
It really, both of those games were played, very similar.
Yeah, similar final scores, so 11-5 in one, 11-4 in the other. You get 5 in one game, you get 4 in the other. Coach, who kind of stood out as hitting the ball well for your team?
Not really any one person. It kind of seemed like it was different ones the whole time, so hopefully we can kind of put that together. We got a couple practices before Jamesport, and we're just going to try to put everything, get it all back together.
Well, and I'll put a couple of thoughts together here with that Tri-County game, and I'm sure you've had the same thoughts, Coach. You kind of see how the girls respond to seeing Tri-County, and as you said, I knew they were better, you knew they were better, and the girls found that out on Saturday if they didn't know that. Now, I think that your side, you would hope anyway, they're going to be pretty motivated for Thursday.
I would hope so. That's what I'm going to talk to them tonight about. And, I'm guessing Tri-County is going to expect to come in and walk all over us again. And I really feel like we should be putting up a fight. I think that's a very winnable game if we are playing ball like we know how to play ball.
Yeah, and that might be just as simple of a thing as come out in the first inning. Obviously, you get to bat on the road, top of the first inning, put a couple runs on the board. And something like that could be huge on Thursday.
Definitely.
That's head coach of the Gilman City Lady Hawks, Holly Preston. Mentioned the schedule earlier, but after this conference tournament, a lot of road games coming up here for Gilman at Jamesport this Thursday, at Mercer next Thursday, at Winston on Tuesday the 26th, and then it looks like you got Gallatin coming to your place. It looks like that's a JV game only?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and that will be the 28th, which will be a Thursday up at Gilman City. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck over at Jamesport on Thursday.
All right, thank you.